All right, Planning, Development, and Environmental Quality Committee, Pam Magasey, Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Planning, PDAC met on Wednesday, October 5th, and we had a very full agenda. We heard a presentation from the Planning Department on their proposed development focus areas, and that we will all hear more about that. They will be taking us out to the counties to talk about these areas where we are trying to encourage development as opposed to just having development happen randomly throughout the county. It's trying to develop some smart growth techniques. And so that was very interesting. The NYSERDA the grant that we approved tonight, the application, this I think is an exciting opportunity, and because the county had experience in filling out these types of grants, they were asked to take the lead on this particular one. So I think that we will be served well by that effort. Ed Marks, the commissioner, also talked about that we had received a $25,000 grant from the Park Foundation to go towards opening a sustainability center in downtown Ithaca. And so that is encouraging and looks like it may be moving forward. City of Ithaca has applied for a Tiger II transportation grant, which would help with the reconstruction of the and improvement of transportation in the commons area. And let's see. We also had a report from the Environmental Management Council that they had passed a resolution requesting a reorganization of its membership and revision of its bylaws. And I will be working with Dan Lamb and Steve Nicholson see how if we can get that to move forward. And that basically is my report. And I have one resolution, I believe, still.
Right. Any questions for Pam? All right. Thank you. Resolution E.
Resolution E. Resolution requesting the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation or Governor to withdraw hydrofracking regulations until after the revised draft supplemental generic environmental impact statement is finalized. And I so move.
And Kathy seconds that. And okay, it's been moved and second. Dooley, comment?
Yes. The DEC recently released proposed regulations were not issued at the same time as the first portion of the draft SGEIS. And this says concurrently, so I'm a little troubled that that might not be the right word. It may be recently released is better.
Just so to eliminate concurrently.
Well, it's concurrent with that the document is currently under review. And so
that's not what this says. Yeah, that's correct. They recently released the proposed regs roughly at the time they released the socioeconomic portion. And they're all under review at the same time. That's correct. But this just isn't quite right.
Well, are we going to do this? Maybe you should go through it with your suggested changes, and then
I will.
Can either accept them or, I'm asking the chair, actually, whether, how she wants to do this, because if, well, how
well,
do
it
you
seems,
want
it seems significant that the whole idea, I think, is that the documents under review, and normally you would finish that up before you issue the draft the regulation. So concurrently, some word like that seems important.
I think it belongs in the next whereas. If I could just get through my three places.
Okay.
they recently released the proposed regs. And then the next one, line 11, these municipalities were unaware both documents would be reviewed concurrently and are already tasked with the enormity of reviewing, et cetera. But if you do that, then you don't need much less two lengthy, complex documents at the end.
Okay, so you want the two take out concurrently. Do you want to say in the next whereas would be reviewed concurrently? And then you want to take, do you want to take something out?
Reviewed concurrently and are already, these are the municipalities, are already tasked with the enormity of reviewing the 1,000-plus page.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. In the next whereas, line 16, you're asking that the revised DSGEIS be properly finalized prior to drafting regulations as the final, not D, as the final SGEIS should.
Okay.
Influence.
Is that it?
So take out the D, right?
Change the D to final.
Okay.
Yeah, but can we just let her finish or any more?
No, that's fine. That's
did you say in the second whereas to put recently instead of concurrently?
No.
I thought I heard you
yes.
say
yes.
Okay.
To put recently in the second whereas and reviewed concurrently in the third whereas, which I think includes what you need included.
Okay, so that's Pam and Kathy. You seconded it?
I those are acceptable to me as revisions.
Were you seconder?
Right? Yes, I was the seconder. And in the process of this, I see something in the resolve that I'd like to point out. And
okay.
Yeah, they're friendly.
Okay. So let me go to Pat and then Kathy, and then I have something to add. And Carol.
I was actually hoping to be able to discuss one of these suggestions before Pam decided whether or not to accept it. I have a problem with one of them. It seems to me that the word taxed, changing the word taxed to tasked, is a significant change there because it changes the meaning.
Right.
And depending on what we want to say, it seems to me that taxed is actually more appropriate than tasked.
Okay.
Yeah. Julie, which
one? It seems to me to be a substantive rather than just a wording change.
It's not a, forget it.
I think it's fine. We're just leave it taxed, as Pat is suggesting.
And leave it taxed. All right. Kathy, myself, and Carol.
Okay. Okay, since y'all were making distinctions about SGIS and DSGEIS, in the resolved, are those used correctly? Line 25, until the SGEIS is finalized, or are we talking about the DSGG? Anyway, I don't care. I just thought I'd bring it up.
S stands for supplemental, so that's correct. Correct.
But aren't we working on the draft SGEIS right now?
Usually it would be a capital S, and usually there'd be a D in front of it. But as long as it's SGEIS, that's okay.
SGEIS is fine.
Great. Super.
All right. So those should be capital. All right. I put on your desks this one paragraph, Resolution C. Sorry this was late, but I just now, before the meeting, got to write it up as a last whereas, and I would like to, can I offer it as an amendment? Perhaps ask somebody to move it as an amendment. Do you see? I put it on top of your folders, if I can read it. Whereas the record flooding caused by Tropical Storm Lee began on the same day that the DEC's public comment period began, and the storm damaged the very communities that are most likely to be drilled first in the Marcellus Shale play in New York. Maybe that should be a comma. The storm and its aftermath have required citizens and municipalities to deal with survival and rebuilding instead of studying and commenting on the DSGAS, and they deserve more time to be able to comment. So I guess I can't move it. We entertain some. We'll move that. Pat, second that as an amendment to the resolution. think it's pretty self-explanatory about sort of since we're talking about delaying the process. Yeah, Pam.
We're asking them to delay the regulation. Are you asking for them to delay the implementation of DSGEIS? What are you asking?
Well, since the resolve talks about allowing time for municipalities to properly absorb, I think just to add to the sense that the areas, the geographic area that is most affected by this, has a lot on their plates right now.
Right. We are asking them to withdraw the draft regulations.
Right. Right.
Whereas asking to add is asking for them to delay implementation of the finality of the DSGEIS, and those are different things.
Comment a suggestion on this one, be able to comment, that last line there.
Now, are you talking about Martha's Addition you're talking
Martha's
about?
Martha's Addition, yeah, and I'm still in the order for the rest of it.
Right.
They deserve more time to be able to instead of comment, to comment on the final regulations in light of that event. In other words, they might want more time. It's one thing to maybe already been considering their comments on the draft document to begin with. Now they're being asked in addition to comment on the final regulations during the same period. So in light of the flood, it's a whereas.
But that's not my answering my question, though. The question is whether this is to do with the SGEIS or whether it's to do with regulations. Well, your addition, Martha, that's what
I wasn't trying to change the result. I wasn't trying to change what you're asking. You're asking that the regulations be held back. I'm just sort of adding this anecdotal information that suggests that there's too much here for the community to absorb and comment on. Pat?
Since in the last whereas, as it's currently written, it uses the word review that we're asking. We're saying they have little or no support to help them address the additional work required for these types of reviews. Couldn't we just use similar language in the motion that's on the floor now, that they deserve more time to review whatever it is that they're reviewing here?
Regulations.
This is overthinking, and I just...
But that would keep it consistent and would reference the same thing, though.
But it's not... But this is a resolution... If you read the title of this resolution, it says that they're asking them to withdraw the hydrofracking regulations until after the revised draft supplemental generic environmental impact statement is finalized. So basically, we're talking about the regulations and not the DSGEIS here in the proposed resolution that we have before us. Now, if we add on what Martha has, then it will change it to be talking about extending the time that we're talking about the DSGEIS, which is what, you know, and maybe that wasn't your intention, and perhaps we can integrate it.
Well, maybe you could say, I've got Mike, then Peter, then Frank, then Kathy, Carol. Kathy, did you have your hand up again? Okay. All right. I don't know. That important to spend all this time on, but maybe instead of studying and commenting on the DSGIS and regulations, if that makes any difference. Mike?
I'll call a question.
On the amendment. Okay.
Second?
Whatever we have.
This is what's on the front.
I think this is totally committee work.
Okay. I agree.
Peter, seconds that. All right. Ready to vote on any discussion? All those in favor?
On the amendment, right?
On the amendment, yep. That's right. In favor of calling the question, please raise your hand. One, two, three. Opposed? That's 10-4 that passes. So,
can you repeat the amendment?
The amendment, as we have it right now, is to insert as the last whereas, I think we haven't made any change to this language, right? So, correct. Okay. So the amendment is to whether to insert this as the last whereas, as it was typed up. All in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Failed 6-7. That's wrong. That's the wrong number. Somebody didn't vote.
I didn't vote. It doesn't matter.
It failed. 6-8. Okay. So we're back to the resolution as we have modified it on the floor here. Anything else? We had a bunch of hands. Were those all on the amendment? Okay. Carol?
Yeah, did we make the change to the title to withdraw? Is it should be the draft hydrofracking regulations?
Yeah, it should be.
In the title of the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, to withdraw draft hydrofracking regulations?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And that's friendly, Carol? Pam and Kathy?
Yes, that's fine.
Kathy, that's okay?
Yes.
Okay. Peter?
I'd like to call a question on the whole matter.
I'm guessing we're ready to vote, but okay. All right. Question's been called and seconded by Mike. All in favor of ending debate, please raise your hand.
Well, then I'll say yes. I added myself.
All right. 14. Any opposed? Okay. We have the motion in front of us. All those in favor of Resolution E, please raise your hand.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Okay. Pam, anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Budget, Capital, and Personnel Committee, Jim Dennis, Chair.
Thank you, Martha. Resolution G, I believe, is budget adjustment. And I would move that various departments. And I would move that.
Second by Frank. Any discussion? All in favor, please raise your hand. Short roll call. It's not contingent. Ms. Fenner? Okay. A short roll call.
Ms. Chalk?
Yes.
Mr. Burbank?
Yes.
Would anyone wish to be recorded as no? That's unanimous.
Thank you. The next meeting of the budget EBC is Tuesday night at 5:30, right, Kathy? Or is it 5?
5.
And if you have next Tuesday, if you have resolutions, please get them to Kevin, or amendments, please get them to Kevin, and we will put together an agenda for Tuesday night's meeting.
Okay. Any questions for Jim?
And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Public Safety Committee, Peter Stein, Chair.
We have not had a meeting since the last legislature meeting. I just thought I would take a couple of minutes to tell you about some of the things we're working on. We're working with the sheriff to establish metrics for the overtime so that we can follow the total amount of overtime month by month in the same way that we follow vacancies and board outs in the jail. We're working with the probation department to do an analysis of the jail population to try to see if there's some way that we can reduce, even by a small number, the number of board outs by using various probation instruments that we haven't been fully using. And did I have a third thing? We've started to do some try to get a better understanding of exactly what we do and how well we do it and how many people are involved of day reporting program. So,
all right.
That's all I have to say. No, and our next meeting is the 31st of the month at the usual time and place.
Thank you. Any questions for Peter? All right. Thank you very much. Workforce Diversity and Inclusion Committee. Pat or Kathy or Nathan, would anybody like to give a report?
Kathy? Yeah.
I don't remember.
The workforce, I'm trying to remember everything too. So we talked about the Apricotta resolution. It passed unanimously. We talked about, we reflected on the 9/11 workshop that was done, and it talked about how, it was affected by, I believe, the flood that date, and so we didn't have as much attendance as we wanted, but the event was well organized, and for the people that were there, it was very meaningful for them, so something to consider doing in the future. Joe, you were there, so I'm looking at you. That's why I'm like...
Yeah, I scratched my head.
I'm trying to...
The only other item that I recall.
And then, the diversity plan, there's a draft that Leslie and I have worked on and put out to the committee, and then she wants to spend the next meeting to review that draft and hopefully get something, a finalized plan out by the end of the year, I think is what she was talking about.
And then an interest in bringing additional civil service test preparation documents.
That's huge, and that was a large discussion as well.
To folks who may want to take tests.
Yes. And that was the committee meeting.
All right. Any additions or questions? Tim?
Nathan, do you have any idea when the employee survey, the one that was...
Yeah.
When that may, hit the desk?
I do not remember.
Okay.
Kathy?
I can talk about that. There was a report made about the progress that's been made. It's been important to preserve confidentiality in the survey, and so it's being transcribed by disinterested parties, and they're working on it. And the great part about it is the diversity survey will help us out just in time for the diversity plan. And so the timing should come out just about right where we'll have reports from the diversity committee and be able to figure out where we want to engage staff around diversity training. So what we got from, I believe, I can't remember the exact people involved in it, is that they will have a report for us at the next meeting, but I'm not sure that will be the report. But they've been compiling it, but they have to do it in a way that respects the data so that... For example, if you have a department with two people, you don't want to necessarily identify that department because then it would kind of not preserve the anonymity of it. So, more than you wanted to hear, I'm sure.
Okay. Any questions? Mm. Thank you very much, Kathy. Great. Health and Human Services Committee, Frank Proto, Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The committee met on the 12th, and, of course, the item that we spent some time discussing was the resolution regarding the sale of the certificate pertaining to the CHA. In addition to that, I had invited Diane Dawson to the meeting. She is the new executive director of Lifelong, and she gave us her 10 points of where she wants to take the organization. And I have to admit, it's quite ambitious. She was one of the participants, and I understand, Pat, you had a chance to go up to Longview yesterday and hear the presentation up there. Would you like to say something about that?
Actually, I stayed for the first hour, then I had to leave because I had a conflict with another meeting. So what I stayed for was the public comment part of the meeting. But I wasn't there for the presentation, the panel discussion. The public comment part of the meeting was interesting because it gave people the opportunity to just talk about the needs of the elderly population and sort of review some of the things that COFA is already doing and think about places where there might be a need for additional services. And generally speaking, public is very, very supportive and very complimentary. I'm trying to pick if there were any specific recommendations of things that they would... There were a couple, but I can't off the top of my head remember. We'll have to check and see for maybe next time.
The second half of that presentation was dealing with the Medicare options.
Right.
And unfortunately, a couple of us... couldn't sit in on that part, but hopefully we'll get an update at the committee meeting on it. Lisa had to present the, and unfortunately she wasn't there because of her dad, but COFA's That was the public hearing on COFA's annual plan, and it's the one that guides the county, as Pat said, on health care for the elderly. So we'll hear a little bit more about that at the next committee meeting. Thanks, Pat. Of course, we heard the continuing saga from Patricia Carey regarding the increase in numbers in DSS. They continue to climb, particularly food stamps. Not good, but she's trying to deal with it as best she can in light of the fact that the state keeps pulling the rug out on the various Medicaid issues, and Martha knows more about that than most of us do, or Martha knows more than she would rather not know about that one. We had a number of transfers and monetary items, but I'm not going to go into those. The other item that I do want to give you 2 seconds on is the Care Transitions Grant. You may remember, over the last several months, I've been prompting you a little bit on this $500 million that the feds have set aside in the National Health Care Plan for helping communities transition to collaborations regarding Medicare. And Betty Falco and Lisa Holmes and a number of other agency folks, Dale from HospiCare and Mary Ellen Stewart from VNS, have started, and there's more, CMC is involved in it. There are a number of healthcare agencies that are collaborating to provide better service, anticipating the change in the Medicare, not applications, but the way that they reimburse, because we want to be ready and poised in 2014 when Medicare makes that shift. Lisa laid out for us, and Betty was pretty explanatory about the steps that they've already gone through as a group. So I'll keep you abreast of that. It's going to be pretty exciting on where that's coming together. Nate, did you want to say something about that particular item?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you had asked me if you could have somebody from outside the area that could talk
to come.
About
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I've got one more item. Go ahead. Yeah.
So I talked to the director of care coordination at Robert Packer Hospital, who has to deal with a lot of readmission issues, and he's our main guru on the readmissions. And but you're talking about this right now, right? Yeah. Okay. So and he is. He blocked off the time for the next meeting, so I was going to talk to him.
He's willing to come up?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Well, we'll make sure that some of these other players get invited.
Yeah, exactly.
To that
meeting. Yeah.
And I'll talk
and have
to you
a good discussion.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
Good. We had an unfortunate executive session to talk about an item that at some point Joe may choose to bring up under litigation, potential litigation. Do you want to do it now?
Tonight?
The
executive session.
Okay, that's what the executive session is about tonight. Lisa did tell us about the personal emergency response system need for an injection of cash, and that's coming up as a resolution next on the agenda. The next committee meeting is the 9th of November, and looking forward to seeing you all there.
Thank you, Frank.
You bet.
Facilities and Infrastructure Committee, Carol Chalk, turn.
Did you want me to do
resolution? Oh, geez, yeah. I'm sorry, resolution I. Sorry, Carol.
That's okay. I kind of glossed over it myself. Authorization to increase hours and appropriation from contingent fund, County Office for the Aging. And I'd like to move that.
All right, and Kathy seconds, and is there any discussion?
Can I, real quick, what this is, we have 500-odd PERS units in the county, and COFA oversees their distribution, updating, maintenance, and whatnot. We lease them, and some of it's reimbursed. Because of a change in our phone number, believe it or not, through emergency dispatch, all of those units have to be reprogrammed with a new phone number. And we can't go in and just, it can't be done electronically. It has to be done manually. So each unit has to be taken out of the home and a new unit put in, or a replacement unit put in with the correct phone number in it. And these funds are supposed to help the outreach worker that we need to hire. Got a question?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, thanks.
All right, short form roll call.
Ms. Chalk?
Yes.
Mr. Burbank?
Yes.
Would anyone wish to be recorded as no? That's unanimous.
Thanks, Martha.
All right, thanks, Frank. Carol Chalk.
Yeah, thank you, Martha. The action items that we needed to bring to you tonight were in the budget capital resolution, so we've already acted on that. In the midst of all the hard stuff that we deal with at the county and the bad news that we deal with, it was really a pleasure to open our meeting with the grand opening of the solid waste recycling facility. And just to hear, as the months go by, about the solid way in which they run that center, and then to actually get to see it. It was a lovely event. Food was provided by, a host of people I should be recognizing. Wegmans, Ithaca Bakery, Solid Waste, and the REE Community Business Partner. The REE Community Business Partner people came out and spoke, were available for the dedication. It was just a treat to see the center in operation. Those of you who haven't had an opportunity to do that, I urge you to do so. You can see those belts moving, and the view deck is quite interesting. The one thing that was new to me, Bill Mobbs, the former commissioner of Public Works, attended, and I had a chance to talk to him about why he hired Barb Ekstrom all those years ago and into the position she has now. And he talked about how she had been citing landfills back in the 80s and how difficult and volatile an issue that was, and how he really knew she was going to be the right person to bring us forward into this new era of solid waste. And I think he was right. So that was great. Other business, we continue to just have horrible issues getting reimbursement for highway funds in particular. So anybody who's got any state or federal ties to try to get some of the reimbursements from funds we've already spent moving and to deal with things like Dooley talked about on the Hanshore Road, funding possibility, get that moving. Now is the time. What else do I have for you? We spent time going over, as we do in a quarterly way, our highway capital projects. The color demonstration for Ellis Hollow Road continues to elude us, I think, or did we finally pick a color? I do not have a report to you on the actual color, but we are trying to pick a color. Peter, can you?
I had a conversation with John Lampman over the telephone this morning and said we'd settled on green.
How is he anyway? I'm sorry.
He's fine.
Okay. He had an accident, and he is doing okay. Bridges, we have a lot of bridge projects in the works, but the Game Farm Road Bridge has been delayed until 2014 due to fiscal restraints. And if there are others that other committee people want me to point out, I will. Okay, any questions? All right, thank you very much, Carol. Capital Plan Review Committee met on last Thursday. We heard a number of important things from Arell. We always hear from Arell. On the Supreme Court, on the court's plan for this room and the other the courtroom, Judge Mulvey had okayed a plan for an 8-person jury that would have been a modest renovation of this room that went to the chief architect in New York. He said, oh, no, you need a 12-person jury, which means many more things have to be done, knocking that wall down behind us, changing configuration in Karen's office, changing the doorway. It's a much bigger project. Long story short, it is in Judge Mulvey's hands at the moment. Arell's sense is that if the judge can convince the architect that the modest plan is good enough, then that's how we'll go. The hesitation is that the 12-person jury configuration is almost as big as the big project that was discussed, you know, that we had a design for earlier this year. So that would be a much bigger deal, much harder for us to deal with. So we're waiting to hear from Judge Mulvey on that. The Human Services Annex, we had a report from Holt Architects. They've been working with the Probation Department and the DSS Department, as well as COFA, and they've done it. We were shown some drawings, and they've done an amazing job. That it looks like they've pretty much put one program on top of the other, and they're going to be able to renovate the Human Services Annex in a flexible way so that COFA's needs will be well met, with some additional space left over that towards the back of the building that, you know, is still available for other uses. And then when and if the Community Justice Center does come in to that space, very little would have to be changed. So it looks really like an elegant solution. There are no additional fees for design of the space, even though going to this method involved them working with two other departments that they hadn't worked with before, so Holt was able to do that within the original scope, no additional design fees. The timetable is roughly that they hope to finish up the documents by the end of the year and go to bid in January. Construction will begin in February and would be completed in June. Karen Ambrosik from the court system is aware of that timetable and understands that this is how things move along, and they are okay with that. So although the Ithaca Journal said that that COFA has already moved out, no, they haven't moved out. They won't be moving out until probably June. So we then heard and spent most of our meeting on Holt's report on the center of government. We had, if you remember, we had been looking at a number of options, including a new building on the old library site, a small new building, a large new building, selling the old courthouse, selling the old jail, adding on to Building C. So we spent most of the time talking about Building C, and I thought it was very interesting. The architect showed a photograph, an aerial photograph from sometime in the 1950s, of Building C. You can see it was only one story at the time, and it was literally surrounded by Ithaca College buildings. So the parking lot was kind of all taken up with Ithaca College buildings and with residences on the corner. So the sense that there's not much space back there was really belied by this photograph that showed actually how much building there had once been packed into that space. So they showed us some drawings of very, very preliminary sketches of how they would improve the facade of the building. You know, it's a pretty nondescript building right now, and they felt it's a great location, has a lot of potential, but really deserved to have more aesthetic improvements, as well as showed how we'd be able to add on 2 or 3 stories to the back of it. If we were to add on 2 stories, that would accommodate planning and ITCTC, so that we could move out of here, move into the courthouse, and that includes the planning space, and then the planning and ITCTC would move into the addition onto the onto Building C. They also looked at how to, if we added a third story, could the Office for the Aging move into that space? And the answer is yes. Both all floors would be, the floors would be about 3,000 square feet. We had a lot of discussion about how it would work. They also presented some preliminary ideas of adjustments to the spaces among our buildings to create much more of a campus feel, to create better entrances for Building C and for the old jail building as well. So it's a much more attractive kind of internal space among these buildings and better walkways. We talked a little bit about the costs. We talked a lot about parking. So among the things that we're going to talk about at the next meeting are costs and parking. We have some more questions that need to be answered, and they have done a very comprehensive analysis of the costs of the different options, and we felt we needed to see those, you know, sort of all laid out and have the financial people there to explain those to us before we really are prepared to make any sort of recommendation on what the options would be. So if anybody from the committee wants to add anything else, those are sort of the highlights of that. We next meet on November 10th, and we do hope that we'll be able to bring something forward by the end of the year to this body. So any questions? Okay. The Government Operations Committee, Mike Lane, Chair.
We will meet again on October 20th. That's this Thursday at 9:30 at the old jail conference room. We'll talk about things like the reappointment of the Republican Election Commissioner, which is due. Also, our minutes policy. Also, some things on smart work, our land transaction policy, and Dooley Kiefer's Ethics Committee is going to have their first shot at their proposal for a revision of our ethics policy.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions? All right, we have two sets of minutes, September 9th, October 4th. Can I get a motion? Motion for both of them, Frank? Is there a second? Pat seconds. Any discussion? Ready to vote. All in favor of both minutes, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That is 11 to 3. They pass. All right. Can I get a motion to go into executive session to discuss possible litigation? And I do not expect us to take action after that. So Jim moves. Pat seconds. All in favor? Any opposed? All right. We are in executive session. We'll take a 5-minute break to shut down the cameras. Thank you.